Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider, joining us on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. Dave, we are watching what does seem to be a very tenuous ceasefire that President Trump announced last night between Israel and Iran.
Absolutely, Susan. And this is something that one of the more remarkable couple of days in Donald Trump's not only second term, but in his presidency completely. And this is something where at one time Donald Trump has been the aggressor and doing something that the United States has never done before, which is drop the 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs that ultimately led to the point that we're at right now, which is him brokering a ceasefire deal that, as you just mentioned, is very tenuous. So we have two things to look at here. Number one is, of course, the short term. And is this going to hold? Is this something that is going to be durable for the next many days or weeks where we're not going to have another round or multiple rounds of exchanges between Israel and Iran and the United States, or even other countries getting involved? Let's remember, it wasn't 24, 36 hours ago when Iran was sending missiles the way of Qatar, where the United States has an air base, which, of course, potentially complicated things to an even greater degree with other countries getting in. But the longer term here is this going to be something that leads to Iran basically folding their nuclear card deck here and saying, nope, we're not going to go forward with this anymore? Or is it going to embolden them to double down or triple down and make it that much more urgent for them to try to develop a nuclear bomb? Because, you know, they know too that the United States is not bombing North Korea or China or Russia, countries that all have nuclear capabilities of that sort, which is really the impetus for them going this route over the past many years in the first place.
Well, I mean, as for right now, it appears that there's going to be a ceasefire in place that might turn permanent. And then the question becomes, what happens with Iran, just period? I mean, the country weakened militarily. You'd have to imagine that regime weakened. The president floated out that idea of regime change, but who knows where it's going right now? What happens next?
Yeah, and the ultimate unknown here and the internal politics of Iran are something as much as the United States or Donald Trump or anyone would like to control over the past 45 years has been something that has been next to impossible for other countries to control. So whether there is going to be a public uprising, whether there is going to be internal changes that lead to the country going into a different direction, there doesn't seem to be anything imminent at this point. But these things have a way of taking on a life of their own. And obviously, as you just mentioned, Brian, since Iran is in a different place than it has been over those 45 years as it is today, that there's going to be a lot of reason for people internally in the country to think we can't keep going this way. But Iran has had an incredible ability for that current regime to stay in power. If they've been good at one thing, it has been that since the late 1970s. So don't expect that tomorrow or the next day that things are just suddenly going to fall apart governmentally within Iran. That seems highly unlikely in the short term.
Dave, something that we've been watching is missing uranium from Fordo in Iran. It appears that a stockpile was moved before the U.S. launched strikes on that nuclear base Saturday night.
Yeah, and this is a huge concern for the United States and countries all around the world is, well, how much did Iran move? How much did they put in a facility that the United States doesn't know about or knows about but can't get to? Is there going to have to be more done in order to ensure that Iran doesn't have capabilities going forward to continue its nuclear program? So it is, as much as the U.S. government is delighted about the result of this and has exceeded the expectations of even some of its most staunch critics. And I should note, too, that this has really caused a lot of turbulence within the Republican Party, within conservative America. You had people like Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene openly defying the president in this. I mean, it has not been placid, to say the least. And so what's going to happen next? And is the United States going to have to do more at some point in the future? These are all questions that after the kind of victory lap that we expect Donald Trump to take, he's going to a NATO conference and is en route where that's going to happen today, that these questions are going to have to be dealt with and they're going to have to be grappled with.
I want to switch focus to today being primary day here in Western New York, of course, but a lot of eyes throughout the country on New York City and what's going on there. And it could be a huge race for the Democratic Party across this country, Dave. I think Axios put it best this morning when they said it's a choice between a 67-year-old scandal-stained insider or a 33-year-old socialist. And it appears that it's going to come right down to the wire. What does this mean for the future of the Democratic Party?
Right down to the wire, unless we don't get a result immediately because of the type of primary that they run. We may not know necessarily for a little while, but Andrew Cuomo is, again, in the spotlight. And in a way, this race and Andrew Cuomo's participation in it is sort of a avatar for a much broader struggle that the Democrats are having right now. A lot would consider crisis, which is, which way are they going? What is this party's identity? What ultimately is the fate of the Democratic Party, both in local races such as New York City or nationally when it comes to races such as the 2026 midterms, which are going to really begin in earnest after this summer? So for Andrew Cuomo to make a comeback and for him to win this primary and potentially go on to become the mayor of New York City would, in the minds of many Democrats, be a horrible mistake for the party, would be a massive blemish and set the party back even further than it's been set back right now. And not a lot of people like the Democratic Party at this point, including many Democrats. So this is a real, real big decision, one that is in isolation, one that is just one race, but that says a lot more about the party than just the race itself.
But I'm thinking anything can happen because you've got 11 candidates that are splitting the vote, right?
Absolutely. And because it's ranked choice voting, it's quite possible that you could have an unexpected result. It's not just a simple, like, who gets the most votes and that's it. So it's possible that one of the more far left candidates that could emerge, some of the other candidates, too, who have been making a strong case, especially on issues such as immigration. So to say that this is a curious primary and probably one of the more exciting and confounding ones that New York City has at least faced in a while, that's something to be said for it. I mean, I suppose everyone should just focus on the Buffalo mayoral race, right?
Yeah, well, that'll be interesting enough on its own. Hey, Dave, thank you. Dave Leventhal joining us live here on WBEN, our Washington Insider.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.